Oh, who's getting excited for the bats? Part of Strange Universe, the autumn edition happening this Saturday at the Hollywood Avondale. I had a chat with Robert from the bats a couple of weeks back now, and we were getting super duper excited together about they're doing a big kind of nationwide tour, then they're going to Oz, then they're going to Europe. It's all go for the bats. They're celebrating their brand new album Corner coming up, which came out at the end of last year, and it's just awesome. Go to banishmusic.com to get some tickets. I believe they're selling fast. The Bats is playing at the Hollywood Avondale with support from Half Sister, which is just so good. Let's listen to our chat. Your reception on it?
Pretty good overall, yeah. It seems like I haven't seen a whole bunch of reviews as such. I've seen the odd review, and a lot of those are from overseas magazines as well. So not a lot of local ones, but all the response has been really good to the two shows we've done live, and just interactions with journalists and people over it. People seem to like it, so...
That's what we like to hear. I've had this CD in my car all summer, and it's just been album of the summer, man. Whole time.
Well, great stuff.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Oh, well, that's really good. You're getting a good reception on it.
Yeah.
So when you go on tour, when you take a show on the road, what's your favourite part of being on tour?
I think probably... maybe once, if the show has gone well, maybe just the end of the show, knowing you've pulled it off, and the reception's good, and then you get to catch up with people afterwards, say, and they give you feedback on what you've done and how they are. So yeah, catching up with old friends is always fun. Yeah,
probably done a bit of touring in your time in the bats, a lot of road, a lot of tours. Yeah. Do you have any really good stories from the road?
Well, I can think of one that stands out, and that is arriving in New York the night before 9/11 and waking up the next day and seeing it all.
Oh my gosh, that sounds quite stressful as a touring musician.
That was actually the start of a clean tour, and me and David flew in the night before 9/11, and we were staying in Manhattan, only, you know, a couple of k's from the Twin Towers. So that remains etched in my mind. And so there was a few days of where we couldn't even move from where we were. And then luckily there was a week before the tour started, so we were able to fit in a couple of rehearsals and then start the tour. So that's right up there. And then other things, like on a Bats tour, we had a few funny interactions with East German border guards. This was before the wall had come down, so that was pretty wild, and kind of scary, because, you know, they could have just, it felt like anything could happen, like they could just chuck our passports away and order us, you know, back on to turn around or something. And that was to go and play in Berlin, you had to drive 100 k's through East Germany, so they checked your passport before that 100 k drive. So that was pretty out there, so yeah.
it's funny hearing these stories now, you know, and they take place a little while ago, and it's easy to you know, be sitting there reading the newspaper and thinking, God, the world's gone crazy. But it always has been.
It always has been really crazy, and it's kind of funny touring, because the more you tour and the more places you go, the more chance of coming into contact with something really strange and weird, and we've had quite a few things like that. So I guess you just consider it part of life, and if you know what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you just carry on. Really, that you haven't got any other choice. You deal with what's in front of you and then move on.
That's really sound advice, especially during these times. But I guess from what we've just spoken about, during any time.
Yeah.
How does it feel when you're up there on the stage performing live and you're watching people connect with your music? Is that really special for you?
Yeah, it is. It's a special moment in time because, I mean, over the duration of a song, there's all these tiny little moments where people are reacting to the song, or just they're just zoning out and listening, or they're dancing, or they're just totally immersed in the song. And, you know, that's a whole series of little moments, really. And then the song's over and it's like, ah. And then, you know, they'll respond in some way, usually good. And, you know, you realise you've just had a really nice interaction for 3 or 4 minutes with those people. And that was, you know, quite special for them.
Totally. I managed to catch the end of your set at The Other's Way. And
oh, yeah.
That was just electric in that room, right?
It was pretty cool. It was, yeah, really, really good feeling in there.
You're celebrating Corner coming up.
Yeah.
But when you're up there on the stage, do you bring out a couple of the classics?
Yeah, we do. For this tour, there's 4 or 5 from Corner coming up, and then the rest of the set is ones that we enjoy from different albums over the years. So there's, we usually play North by North and Made Up in Blue and Block of Wood, just because we enjoy playing them. We know the crowd knows them really well, so it's always good to have songs like that in the set. And I know if I went and saw a band that I really liked and they'd put out a few records, I'd want them to play a selection of well-known songs apart from the new stuff. Yeah, so it can be hard choosing the set list though.
Yeah, I bet.
Good
Is
stuff.
Is it interesting watching people who are your age, who grew up with the music, who were there at the time when you were starting? Is it interesting watching younger people come through now whose, you know, parents have introduced them to the Bats?
Yep, very much so. Because I figure we can't keep playing to the same older people. And for me, getting through to new fans and younger people is super important for me, for them to connect with the song. So whenever I see younger people at the show, that to me is really, really cool and special.
Other than playing the Hollywood Avondale, do you have anywhere that you're especially excited to play?
Ooh, well, it was good playing in Blenheim the other night because we hadn't played in Blenheim before, so that was kind of special. So it's always fun playing somewhere new. We haven't played in Napier for 30-odd years, so that's going to be fun. And we haven't played in Paikokoriki before, just outside Wellington. So playing new places is always a breath of fresh air for me, so... Yeah, somewhere new is always good. It gives you a new lease of life in the songs.
How long is this tour?
Well, Blenheim Nelson we did, and then coming up is Auckland Hamilton, then Wellington, Paikokoriki, Napier, and then Christchurch and Dunedin, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a solid run. So
a good size tour, yeah. I mean, obviously there's lots of other places we could play, but, you know, we've only got a certain sort of time block to do it in, so Aussie in June.
Oh,
and
cool.
Europe in August.
Oh, wow. I thought one more question I would ask you, because I see you as a bit of a music legend, an icon of New Zealand. are there any up-and-coming artists at the moment that you'd like to give a shout?
Oh, that's always a good one. Well, at The Other's Way, when we played, we afterwards got to see Pearly, who were really, really cool. I really enjoyed them. And I really like Womb. Not that they're up and coming, they've already done 3 albums, but they're kind of new to me and I hadn't seen them live before, so I got to see half a song. So I really, really like what they're doing. And at the moment in Dunedin, there's a lot of young bands that are really doing a lot of stuff. With the help of various organisations. So that's really exciting for us down here. But yeah, that would be it off the top of my head. Feeling like the coming days.
massive shout out to Robert from the Bats for having a chat to me about this super exciting tour. Yes, if you haven't listened to Corner Coming Up, what is wrong with you? It's such a great album, and we're all very excited to celebrate alongside the Bats with support from Half Sister this Saturday at the Hollywood Avondale. Run to banishedmusic.com to get your tickets. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast. We'll be right back after this.